Welcome to Chemistry of the Mind, unlocking the brain's secrets, exploring the unseen universe within our minds. Today, we're delving into the fascinating world of hormones.
These chemical messengers, right? I've always found it intriguing how such tiny molecules can have such a profound impact on our bodies and minds.
Precisely. It's like a complex communication network, with hormones acting as signals between organs and tissues. It's remarkable how they regulate everything from basic physiological processes like digestion and sleep to complex behaviors and even mood.
So, where do these hormones come from?
Well, they're produced by specialized organs called endocrine glands. Think of the thyroid, ovaries, testes, and the like.
Right, the usual suspects. But the input mentions something about other organs also having endocrine functions.
Oh, absolutely. The kidneys, for example, secrete erythropoietin, which stimulates red blood cell production. Even the heart has some endocrine function. It's a more distributed system than many people realize.
So how do these hormones actually do anything? Like, how do they communicate with cells?
Ah, good question. They work by binding to specific receptor proteins, either on the cell surface or inside the cell. This binding triggers a cascade of events, a sort of chain reaction, within the cell, leading to a change in cell function.
Kind of like a lock and key? The hormone is the key and the receptor is the lock?
A very apt analogy. And depending on the type of hormone, the mechanism can differ. Water-soluble hormones, like insulin, typically act on cell surface receptors.
And the lipid-soluble ones?
Those can actually pass through the cell membrane and bind to receptors inside the cell, often in the nucleus, directly influencing gene expression.
Wow. Direct access to the control center. So what about this negative feedback you mentioned earlier?
Right. That's how the body keeps hormone levels in check. It's a self-regulating system. High blood sugar, for example, triggers insulin release. Insulin then lowers blood sugar, which in turn reduces insulin secretion. A beautiful example of homeostasis.
So it keeps things balanced. What happens if this feedback loop goes haywire?
Well, that's when you start seeing endocrine disorders. Conditions like diabetes, thyroid problems, even certain types of cancers can be linked to hormonal imbalances. The input also mentions some really interesting historical context about the discovery of hormones.
Yeah, like those experiments with the roosters. So removing the testes changed their behavior, but transplanting them back even into a different location restored it.
Exactly. That was a crucial step in understanding that the testes were releasing some chemical signal, what we now know as testosterone, that influenced those behaviors.
It's amazing how much we've learned about these complex systems and from such seemingly simple experiments.
Indeed. And there's still so much more to uncover about the intricate interplay of hormones, behavior, and the brain.
Well, that's what makes it so fascinating, isn't it? This unseen universe within us constantly working to keep us functioning.
So we were talking about these fascinating rooster experiments, right? Where they removed and transplanted testes.
Yeah, a real turning point in understanding hormones. It clearly showed that some chemical signal was involved. It's like, even back then, they were starting to grasp the concept of chemical messengers.
Absolutely. And that paved the way for so much of what we know today about, you know, the endocrine system.
So let's delve into that. What exactly is the endocrine system?
Well, think of it as a complex communication network within the body. It uses hormones as its signals, transmitting information between different organs and tissues.
Okay, so it's all about communication. And what are the key players in this system?
The endocrine glands, of course. These are specialized organs that produce and release hormones directly into the bloodstream.
Like the thyroid, pituitary, adrenals, those sorts of things, yeah?
Exactly. But it's not just those classic glands. Other organs like the kidneys, heart, even the digestive system also have endocrine functions. They release hormones that have specific roles in regulating various bodily processes.
Oh, so it's a bit more distributed than one might initially think? Fascinating.
Indeed. Now, how these hormones actually work, how they communicate with cells, that's another layer of complexity. It involves these things called receptors.
Receptors? Like receiving antennas for the hormonal signals?
A perfect analogy. Hormones bind to these specific receptor proteins, either on the cell surface or inside the cell itself. And this binding triggers a cascade of events within the cell, ultimately leading to a change in cell function.
So it's not just a simple on/off switch. There's a whole chain reaction happening inside the cell.
Precisely. And the type of hormone dictates where it binds. Water-soluble hormones, like insulin, act on receptors on the cell surface.
Whereas the lipid-soluble ones can actually penetrate the cell membrane and bind to receptors inside, right? Even directly affecting gene expression.
You got it. Now, to make sure this whole system doesn't go into overdrive, there are feedback mechanisms in place. Negative feedback, in particular, is crucial for maintaining hormonal balance.
Right, like a thermostat, it keeps things within a healthy range. So what happens when these feedback loops malfunction?
Well, that's when you can get endocrine disorders. Things like diabetes, thyroid problems, even certain types of cancers can be linked to hormonal imbalances. So we were discussing the endocrine system, this intricate communication network in the body, right? And how it uses hormones as its messengers.
Yeah, these chemical signals that regulate everything from like basic bodily functions to complex behaviors.
Exactly. The input we're looking at delves into some pretty fascinating details about the development and function of this system, starting with the formation of the gonads.
Oh, the testes and ovaries?
Precisely. It talks about how, in males, the testes descend into the scrotum, a process orchestrated by, you know, insulin-like 3 and androgens.
And for females, the absence of testosterone leads to the development of the fallopian tubes, uterus, and vagina.
Right. It's fascinating how these hormonal signals determine the course of sexual differentiation. The input also mentions the pituitary gland, this master regulator in the brain.
The one that's like connected to the hypothalamus?
Yeah, exactly. It originates from this Rathke's pouch and develops into the anterior and posterior pituitary.
And these two parts have different functions, right?
Definitely. The anterior pituitary produces hormones like growth hormone, TSH, FSH, LH, prolactin, and ACTH.
Wow, that's a lot. And the posterior pituitary?
That one releases oxytocin and vasopressin, which are actually produced in the hypothalamus.
I see. So the hypothalamus is like the control center, and the pituitary is the messenger?
A good analogy. The input also goes into detail about how these hormones actually work at the cellular level.
Oh, like how they communicate with cells?
Yeah. It mentions different types of hormonal signaling, autocrine, where a cell signals itself, paracrine, which affects nearby cells, and of course, endocrine, the long-distance communication.
And juxtacrine, right, where cells communicate through direct contact.
Right, you got it. It's a complex interplay of signals, ensuring that everything functions in harmony. The input also touches on the clinical significance of the endocrine system.
Like what can go wrong?
Exactly. It mentions various endocrine disorders like diabetes, thyroid problems, and even certain types of cancers.
So hormonal imbalances can have serious consequences.
Absolutely. And it highlights how these imbalances can disrupt various bodily processes, leading to a range of health issues.
It really underscores the importance of this unseen universe within us, constantly working to keep us functioning. It's truly remarkable.
So we were talking about the remarkable role of hormones in the body, right? This intricate communication system.
Yeah, and how the brain, specifically the hypothalamus and pituitary gland, plays a central role in orchestrating this whole hormonal symphony.
Exactly. The input we have here delves into some fascinating details about the pituitary gland and its impressive array of hormones.
Like a master conductor, right? Directing all these different hormonal sections.
A perfect analogy. It starts with ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone, a key player in the body's stress response.
Oh, right. The one that gets the whole fight or flight response going?
Precisely. Stress triggers the hypothalamus to release CRH, which then prompts the pituitary to release ACTH. This then signals the adrenal glands to pump out cortisol.
And cortisol is what gets the body revved up, ready for action.
Exactly. Increased blood sugar, faster breathing, higher blood pressure, the whole nine yards. But what's really fascinating is how this system turns off.
The negative feedback loop, right? Like a thermostat, keeping things in check.
Exactly. High cortisol levels signal the hypothalamus and pituitary to stop producing CRH and ACTH, respectively, bringing the system back to baseline.
So it's a self-regulating system. What about the other pituitary hormones?
Well, there's TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, which regulates metabolism.
Right, affecting pretty much every tissue in the body.
Exactly. Low thyroid hormone levels trigger the hypothalamus to release TRH, which then stimulates the pituitary to release TSH, prompting the thyroid to produce more thyroid hormones.
And again, negative feedback keeps things balanced?
Precisely. Then there are LH and FSH, luteinizing hormone and follicle-stimulating hormone, essential for sexual development and reproduction.
The ones that regulate the menstrual cycle in women and sperm production in men?
Exactly. And then we have prolactin and oxytocin, crucial for milk production and lactation.
Oh, right. The ones that get triggered by nipple stimulation?
Yeah. And the input also mentions how other factors like stress and even light can influence prolactin production. It's quite intricate.
So many variables at play. What about vasopressin?
Yes, also known as antidiuretic hormone, or ADH. This one regulates blood pressure, sodium, and water levels by affecting the kidney's ability to reabsorb water.
So it helps the body conserve water when needed.
Precisely. And finally, there's growth hormone, or GH, which has both direct and indirect effects on growth and metabolism.
Directly on tissues like bone and cartilage, and indirectly by stimulating the liver to produce IGF-1, right?
You got it. And again, a complex feedback system involving IGF-1 and somatostatin keeps GH levels in check. The input also touches upon the history of, our understanding of the pituitary gland.
Yeah, how it was initially thought to be involved in removing nasal mucus. Quite a far cry from its actual function.
It really highlights how far we've come in understanding this intricate hormonal system, but also how much there still is to uncover. This unseen universe within us, as we called it earlier, is truly fascinating. So, this input is packed with information about the endocrine system, right? It's like this intricate network of glands and hormones all working together.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how it all functions. Like the hypothalamus and pituitary gland, they're like the control center for the whole hormonal system.
Exactly. The hypothalamus releases these hormones that tell the pituitary what to do, and then the pituitary sends out its own hormones to regulate all sorts of bodily functions.
It's like a chain of command, right? Hypothalamus gives the orders, pituitary relays them, and the other glands follow through.
Precisely. And then there's this feedback loop. The target glands, like the adrenals or thyroid, they send signals back to the hypothalamus and pituitary to, adjust hormone production.
So it's a self-regulating system, kind of like a thermostat, right? Keeps everything in balance.
A perfect analogy. And the input goes into detail about all these different hormones like ACTH, TSH, LH, FSH. It's quite a list.
Yeah, and each one has its own specific role, from stress response to like sexual development and reproduction.
Exactly. And it's fascinating how these hormones can have such a profound impact on our, behavior and emotions.
Oh, like how?
Well, take cortisol, for example. It's released during stressful situations, and it can make you feel anxious, tense, even aggressive.
I see. So hormones can directly influence our mood.
Absolutely. And then there's oxytocin, the love hormone, which is associated with social bonding and trust.
So it can make you feel more like connected to others.
Exactly. And the input also mentions how hormonal imbalances can contribute to, mood disorders like depression and anxiety.
So it's important to keep everything in balance.
Definitely. And the input also touches on the history of our understanding of the endocrine system, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, how they initially thought the pituitary gland was involved in removing nasal mucus. Quite a misconception.
It really highlights how far we've come in understanding this complex system, but also how much there still is to learn.
It's like this unseen universe within us constantly working to keep us functioning. It's truly remarkable. And with that, we wrap up another episode of Chemistry of the Mind. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next time.
And for me, a very fond farewell. Stay curious and keep exploring the fascinating world within your own mind.